His holiness. That's a great answer. What else? Why do we have this in kids? Not this. Why do we have Jesus in Kids Zone every Sunday? It's a symbol to remember that Jesus is always with us, even when we can't see him. Yes. So we have Jesus in our classroom. And this morning, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about animals, and a particular animal in particular, called a caterpillar. Does anybody know what a caterpillar is? What do you think, Zion? Go ahead and just...
What is it? Well, what does it look actually...
Like? Tell me something about it.
It looks like a chubby worm.
It looks like a chubby worm. Beautiful. What else do we know about caterpillars?
Turn into butterflies?
They turn into butterflies. Hold that thought. We're going to come back to that. Sammy, tell me something about a caterpillar.
They have legs.
They have legs. What else? Lucas?
They eat leaves.
They eat leaves. And did you have something too, JJ? Tell me something about
them. Them have six legs.
They have six legs? I don't know how many legs they have. What do you know?
They eat their egg. When they come out, they eat their egg.
Oh, when they come out, they eat their egg out. Sort of. Yes. Great. Hold on to that, because that's also good information. One more thing about a caterpillar.
They're not very pretty at first, but then when they turn into a butterfly, they're very pretty.
Yeah, caterpillars generally, are they pretty? They're kind of fat and squishy, and they got all those legs and feelers on their heads, right? So you started to tell me something about a caterpillar. You said it changes. Yeah. What does it change into?
It changes into a pupa that changes into a butterfly.
Pupa, did everybody get that? That's your lesson for this morning. It changes into a pupa, which then becomes a butterfly. So, Angie, or actually Zion, you're closer. Can you hand me that blue thing right there? Okay. So, at Easter, and we talked about this in Kids Zone last week, we talked about something happened to Jesus. Here, hold that, Lucas. What happened to Jesus last week did we talk about? What happened to him? It was not very happy. Do you remember?
Jesus was betrayed by
his best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus was betrayed by his best friend a bunch of times. And then what happened after that?
He was crucified.
He was crucified. That means he died. So, holding this is very awkward. Oh, yes. In the times when Jesus died, what they would do, go ahead and hold that out. Angie, you might need to help him. Because what I want you to do is I want you to take this big blue thing and then Eden... I want you to put Jesus right in there. And then maybe you all can help. When somebody died in Jesus' day, they'd wrap him up. Go ahead and wrap him up so you can't see anything really well. Because after a while, they'd start to stink a little bit. They wanted to make sure no stinkies came out. Oops. Yeah, you can seal it with the name tag. There you go. Okay, so on Friday this week, if you remember, or if you remember from last Sunday, Jesus died and they buried him. They wrapped him up. And they buried him, kind of like when a caterpillar hides inside a cocoon, gets all wrapped up, and then it dies. The caterpillar kind of stops being a caterpillar. Does it happen right away? No, it takes a while, doesn't it? Yeah, and so when Jesus was dead, he was dead for 3 days. The Bible said he was dead for 3 days. And then after that, something amazing happened. Who knows what happened?
He came back alive.
He came back alive. Jesus was gone, and then he came back. And when the disciples saw him, eventually, sorry, I didn't mean to hit you with the wraps. Jesus lost his clothes. Jesus looked kind of the same, but the Bible says he was kind of a little bit different. And we're going to talk in the next few weeks, we're going to talk about how he was different. But the thing that I want you to hear today is that when Jesus died and came back to life, he came back to life as a new kind of human being. And what he became is the same thing that we get to become. And so for the next few weeks in Kids Zone, we're going to talk about a new way of living, just like Jesus did. When a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, does a butterfly live the same way as a caterpillar? Does he still crawl around on all his legs? Is he still squishy? Well, he might be. I don't know. I've never touched a butterfly.
No.
But he flies, right? He flies all over the place, and he gets to visit all kinds of places that a caterpillar could never go. Oh, pick Jesus up. Poor Jesus. There we go. All right, so a new way of living, turning into butterflies. That is what we're going to talk about in Kids Zone for the next few weeks. For today, I want you to remember this. Jesus was died, and he came back a whole new kind of human being. And we're going to learn how to live that way starting next week. You have a pet caterpillar. Take pictures when it makes its cocoon. All right, hey, I love you guys. I'm going to pray for you, okay? And then you can go back to your seats. Dear Jesus, thank you for these amazing boys and girls. Thank you for the curiosity that you give them. Thank you for how much they know and are learning. And thank you for their smiles and their hugs. I pray that this week they would enjoy the fact that you are real and alive and here and that you've brought us a whole new way to live. And we look forward to learning about it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Hey, I love you guys. Go sit down.
We can't make it to the beach.
There's a picture of butterflies for you to color and some crayons if you want to grab one before you go back to your seat. Oh, thank you.